God is the healer. Amen. God loves you and God wants to heal you. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So healing is a priority with God. We need healing for our minds. We need healings for our emotions. We need healing for our bodies. God wants to heal your body. So the more I think about it, the more I look at the Bible, I can't go away from the fact that this is a priority with God's heart.
Are you facing a health challenge or battling symptoms in your body today? Or perhaps you have a loved one in the hospital right now? In today's program, Joseph Prince will be praying for the sick during a time of ministry. May you receive a fresh impartation of health and wholeness for your situation as you tune in and hear from the Lord today. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. As we lift our hands before you as a token of our love, holy, 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 holy. Lift your hands, bless him. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Spirit, come and overwhelm us, Lord, with your love, with your power. Set right our bodies, Lord, even now. Heal, Lord Jesus, heal, restore, impart. Dispense and minister your miracles, Lord, that your people need. Give us, Lord, the children's bread. Even now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, right now, touch. Touch your people, Lord, right now in Jesus' wonderful name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All across this place, if you have a joint condition, whether it's an elbow condition, a knee condition, your shoulder, just move that area right now in Jesus' name. The Lord is healing all kinds of joint conditions. You can't move that area of your joint except with pain. Move it right now in Jesus' name in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, restore, heal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Move your neck. Move that shoulder. Lift up that knee in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are a few of you, you've been experiencing shortness of breath It's been a great concern for you this past few days. Somebody had it just today. And right now you feel like when you breathe in, the Lord has healed you. You can breathe without pain. You can breathe in without that restrictiveness. If that is you, do a big wave, whoever you are. You feel the Lord has done something to your chest, to your body. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now let's speak to the Lord to restore relationships. If there's a broken relationship, or you are having struggles in your relationship with a loved one, a family member, a relative, a colleague, a friend, whatever it is, let the Lord restore it. Amen. Yes, we can do a lot of things in terms of reaching out, apologizing, or making up, but still, the Lord can do something miraculous. Amen. Doesn't take human effort. The Lord can put a good thought of you in that person's heart. The Lord can remove all the bad thoughts. Amen. And even give the person a dream. Could be your boss who never promote you for a long time. Amen. The Lord can drop a thought, a good thought, a wonderful dream for him. And of all the people, he dreams of you. Amen. So I'm talking about relationships. Amen. Lord Jesus, precious Jesus, precious Jesus, restore, restore, restore that relationship, Lord. Grant favor, dispense favor, give favor, Lord. It's one thing for the Lord to give, it's another thing for you to receive. So say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around. I hear that in the spirit, the word turn around is happening. It's coming your way. Turn around. Everything is going to turn around. Turn around. It's going to turn around. Turn around. Say, turn around. Turn around. Amen. Turn around is coming your way. Turn around for your body. Turn around for your finances. Amen. Turn around in your relationships. Turn around. As an act of faith, as an act of faith, will you do one complete turn? Say, Lord, I believe. Do one complete turn. Some of you got stuck talking to someone behind. No, complete turn. Don't have a half turn in your life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. One more time, shout your praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Somebody else got healed of a stomach condition. Praise the Lord. You feel the warmth in your stomach. Amen. Sit down. The healing is still going on. Praise the Lord. Take some more. Amen. Take some more. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Feel something in this place tonight. Something powerful. Something holy. Something wonderful. Something great that's beyond us. I feel it. I think there's destiny in the making. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Just receive that fresh infusion, the dispensing of His health. You know, you can be fit working at the gym, but health comes from the Lord. Just receive His health. Say, Lord, I receive, Lord. I receive, Lord, because of the stripes. As sure as that stripe fell on you, as sure, Lord, is my healing. I receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dead spots coming alive. God who calls those things that are not as though they were, and God who quickens the dead. And I hear in the spirit, God is saying dead spots in your brain, in your body, coming alive again. That which the doctors say is a result of aging, dead areas coming alive again, as He did for Abraham. Like unto him whom Abraham believed, even God who quickens the dead, dead spots being restored. I hear in the spirit dead spots being quickened, being alive. Oh yes, coming alive again. Resurrected. God who quickens the dead. God who quickens the dead. God who quickens the dead. That's why He is God. Dead spots in your memory banks, in your memory faculties.
dead spots coming alive again. Amen. He's restoring your memory. Don't say in your heart, I'm getting old. I'm getting old. It's common. It's normal for me to not remember. Dead spots being quickened again in Jesus' name. Being quickened again. Being quickened again. Being quickened again in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dead spots in your brain coming alive again. It's like the Lord is flashing in my mind. I see like a screen and I see your brain lighting up. We can put your brain right now under the MRI scan. You will see it lights up. Amen. Quickening, quickening, quickening. Amen. It's all coming back. When God restores, it's never the same as it was before. When God quickens and God restores, your brain will function even better. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give Him praise, people. Hallelujah. In the days to come, you'll find your memory starts to function once again. And don't doubt, start thanking Him for it. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Some of you are concerned about dementia. You're concerned about losing your memory, and every time you have a memory lapse, you start thinking the worst. Let me tell you this, because you are in the service tonight, you are going out changed, different, transformed than when you first came in. Amen? It's your fault you came for the service tonight. Amen? Give Him praise. Hallelujah.
If you or a loved one are struggling with pain, sickness, or a negative doctor's report, don't be discouraged. Healing is coming your way. In Joseph Prince's book, Eating Your Way to Wholeness, A Practical Guide to the Holy Communion, discover practical insights into the communion and how partaking of it brings life and health to your body. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request your free copy today. Offer available to U.S. and Canada residents only.
Anyone can receive from the Lord salvation, forgiveness of sins, being born again, having a new standing before God. When God looks at you, God sees a righteous man. God sees a righteous woman. Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't you think that's the greatest blessing of all? But the second blessing, if I ask you, what is the second priority in terms of blessings? What's the second greatest blessing you can ever receive from God? What would you say it is? It's going to be healing, according to the Bible. And the Bible says in Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Notice the first benefit, amen, which means the greatest of all blessings, who forgives all our iniquities. So you would agree, right? Forgiveness of sins, all our sins, is the greatest blessing we can ever receive from God. Amen? But notice the second, who heals all your diseases. Who heals all your diseases. You see, the priority that God puts on healing, it comes right after salvation. And many times, you know, even Jesus, when He healed, He will say, your sins are forgiven you. He will tell the man who was lowered from the rooftop, remember, the friends broke through the roof to lower him down to where Jesus was because they could not get in because of the crowd. Well, Jesus looked at the man and it was obvious he needed healing, but Jesus said to him, your sins are forgiven you. First thing, amen? He needs to be assured his sins are forgiven before he can receive healing. Always remember that. One of the primary reasons why people cannot receive healing, I believe, is because there's a condemnation about them. There is some guilt that they are feeling, some condemnation that they have received, amen? And therefore, they feel that they are not worthy enough, they don't deserve the healing, they are not holy enough to receive that healing. And friend, we have to eradicate that. Amen. Jesus did not heal the people when He walked on earth. He did not heal them because they were holy enough. None of them were. But the Bible says, as many as touch Him. Now, He didn't go around healing everybody in Israel. No, not everybody in Israel is healed. Not everybody in Israel is healed, even when Jesus was here. But the Bible says, everyone that reached out to Him to touch Him, everyone that beseeched Him, every one of them that responded to Him were healed. Amen. So that's important for us to know that. And Jesus says, he that has seen me has seen the Father. So You know what's God's will for healing? Look at Jesus in the Gospels, not the Jesus of people's imaginations or a certain denomination's perspective or someone's opinion, but the Jesus of the Bible. As revealed, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see him going around healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, friend, if healing is not that important, why would Jesus go around healing? Everywhere he went, he healed. He could have just gone around forgiving sins, right? He could have just said, your sins be forgiven you, your sins be forgiven you. But instead, he went around, the Bible says, healing. Healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The Lord himself gave us an example. Everywhere he went, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He went about doing good. And what is God's idea of doing good? Healing. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Notice that sickness is an oppression from the devil, not from God. Not something to teach us a lesson. Amen. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. God is the healer. Amen. God loves you and God wants to heal you. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So healing is a priority with God. Praise the Lord. By the way, even the man that Jesus pronounced, your sins be forgiven you, he proceeded to heal the man. Rise, take up your bed and walk. The man was healed. So the priority that Jesus placed on healing is demonstrated in his life, everywhere he went. Now, don't spiritualize that and say, oh, it means spiritual healing and all that. Friend, when we are born again, we are not spiritually healed. Literally, we are recreated. We are regenerated. That's what born again means. Amen? Now we need healing for our minds. We need healings for our emotions. We need healing for our bodies. That part needs healing, amen? The part of our emotions, our minds, from depression. Today is rampant mental depression and all that. God wants to heal you of that, amen? Amen, and God wants to heal your body. Praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So the more I think about it, the more I look at the Bible, I can't go away from the fact that this is a priority with God's heart, and yet we have neglected this. We've neglected to preach this. And I know, I understand that sometimes pastors and leaders, they are intimidated by healing. You know, the devil has successfully disseminated this one thought among believers. What if I pray for people or for someone and they're not healed? And he has successfully disseminated this thought down through the years to the point that when people look at the subject of healing and they are intimidated by it, they'd rather not deal with the results. Especially negative results, right? And it's easier to say, you know, I believe physical healing is not for today, you know, because of the fear that you have. Should someone look at you and you pray for somebody and then the person is not healed? You know what? That's only our ego. Our ego is concerned about looking good and all that. Hey, keep on praying because, you know, it's God's will. Even for us who pray for the sick, we believe in healing, we minister healing to the people. We don't always see 100% results. But you know something? We are seeing more joyful results, amen, now than we did back when we didn't emphasize on healing. Amen. When we didn't teach on healing, now we are teaching on healing, we are seeing more and more results. And we are learning more and more as well every single day about healing. And I thank God that by the time Jesus comes again, the last enemy is physical death. Amen. They will be put under his feet. So for Jesus to say that last enemy would be physical death, that means every other enemy would have been put under his feet already. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, pastors, leaders, shepherds, it's incumbent on us, and I'm speaking to all the care leaders as well in our church. If you're listening, listen carefully, friend. It's incumbent on us to not just preach and teach, but to minister healing. The Lord himself gave us an example. Look up here. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues. Notice teaching comes first. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Everything that Jesus did is recorded in the Gospels, because John himself says if they were recorded, I suppose that even the books of the world cannot contain all that Jesus said and did. Amen. Then Jesus went about all the cities, number one, teaching, number two, preaching, and then always healing. Always healing. That's the pattern of the Lord. By the way, this scripture appears in more than one gospel. This is the pattern of the Lord He left behind for all of us. And it's incumbent on us to not just teach, not just preach, amen, but heal, amen. We need to flow with the Lord, see His pattern. Remember Jesus in Matthew 9 again? In fact, right after Jesus said this, in verse 35, we read that just now, He went around teaching, preaching, and healing. The next verse says, but when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Like sheep having no shepherd. The Bible says, because the Lord is your shepherd, you will not want. Not even the Lord is your Savior. Thank God, amen, that He is our Savior. But when the Lord is our shepherd, that means what? We allow Him to feed us. That's what shepherds do. Their primary assignment is to lead the flock to pastures, amen, to feed the flock. Amen. And then to strengthen those who are weak, to pour in the oil and the wine. That is pastoring. That is tending to the flock. Amen. For feeding the flock and tending to the flock. In Psalms 23, it says, He leads me beside the still waters. He makes me to lie down in green pastures before that. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. So still waters in Hebrew is waters of manuka. Manuka means restful waters. Waters that's not in turmoil. It's not rough, wild, flowing, free-flowing, but waters that is tranquil. Amen. Easy to drink from. Amen. Waters of rest. Literally waters of rest. But before He brings you to a rest, He feeds you first. He makes you lie down. That's rest among the what? Green pastures. Now that for the sheep is food. Green pastures is food. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, friend. Read the Word of God. I want to encourage you, because when you spend time in the Word of God, that's the key to being healthy. It's one thing to be healed. It's better to stay healthy. Amen. The Bible says, my words, they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So get into the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. Amen. Gospel is exciting. It has drama, romance, and pictures, the Hazon vision that God wants to impart to you that will steady you. I believe that every time you tune into God's Word, amen, every time you are hungry and you get fed, amen, you get fed, I believe that the messages, the food that God gives me for you will nourish you, sustain you, amen, strengthen you, revitalize you, and prepare you, equip you for the coming challenges. Amen. So when God wants to feed you, allow Him to feed you, will you? Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. If you or someone you love is dealing with a health or mental wellness challenge today, we want to bless you with a free copy of Joseph's book, Eating Your Way to Wholeness, A Practical Guide to the Holy Communion. My friend, you are not going through this trial alone. The Lord's heart is for you to be healthy and strong. He wants you to experience many good days on this side of heaven. Be encouraged as you read this book. Request your free copy by calling or texting the number on your screen or visit our website today. Offer available to U.S. and Canada residents only. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
So, Father, I pray that this coming week, your people will not move in fear, worry, anxiety, or regret about something in the past, or fear of the future, or worry about what is to come, but they'll remain in the now. Now is the salvation time. Now is the time of favor. Amen. I pray, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would just impart to them, Lord, that rest, Lord, into their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. And help them, Father, give them the grace to labor throughout this week, only for one thing, Lord, to enter the rest. Labor to enter the rest. know it's an oxymoron, but labor to enter the rest. Will you? Amen. The Lord protect you and your loved ones from every harm, danger throughout this week. The Lord favors you, smiles on you, grant you supernatural favor everywhere you go. You are a blessing going somewhere to happen throughout this week. And the Lord lift up His countenance on you and your loved ones and grant to you and yours His wonderful shalom, well-being, wholeness, and peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Until then, I'll see you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started.
What if there was a better way to navigate some of life's biggest challenges? A way to dig deeper, feel pastored, and find the answers you're looking for in the Word of God? Introducing Grace Academy.
Grace Academy has been on my heart for a long time. If you've ever had questions about how to walk in grace or what it means to live by grace, this is the place where you'll find answers on how to live a life that's anchored on our Lord Jesus.
Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you through some of life's toughest moments. Participate in activities that will help you apply the Word of God to your daily life. Discover resources that will help deepen your understanding of the Lord's love and heart for you. Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.